There was an awful lot of consternation over Janet Jackson's peekaboo moment at the Super Bowl, but longer-lasting upset may be caused by this week's decision to let 20-year-old Maurice Claret enter the Pro Football Draft. Mr. Claret was a running back for Ohio State. He was suspended from his team last September for misleading the police in reporting a theft. Mr. Claret decided to turn pro, but the NFL says a player has to be at least 3 years out of high school to be drafted. But Judge Shira Scheindlin said this rule violates antitrust laws because it prevents someone from making a living. NFL executives and team owners say this decision could destroy college football and deprive young athletes of opportunities for education. I think it's possible to be too outraged by this ruling. During most of the Super Bowl, my wife and I were watching the Buglisi Foreman Dance Company perform at New York's Joyce Theater. With the Knicks and Nets just a few games over 500, those dancers may be the best athletes in New York right now. Several members of their company are about as old as Maurice Claret. Walter Cinquanella has been dancing professionally since the age of 12. Ballet dancers, as much as football players, want to perform at the highest level during what they consider their peak years. Football is actually the last pro sport to have an age prohibition. David Beckham played for Manchester United at the age of 17. Wayne Gretzky was 17 when he took the ice for the Edmonton Oilers. Many of the best players in professional basketball, including Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, and now LeBron James, started at 18 or 19. I don't know how to dispute the logic of Jermaine O'Neal of the Indiana Pacers, who says, if an 18-year-old is old enough to die for his country, he should be old enough to make a living at whatever he wants to do. Many Eastern European players have been pursued by the NBA in recent years because they're older and more experienced than American players coming in from high school, but Dirk Nowitzki and Peja Stojakovic weren't Princeton students at the age of 18. They played pro basketball in Greece and Serbia. Still, it's hard not to feel that young athletes who turn pro just out of high school are losing a chance to mature, grow, and learn. The luckiest will become millionaires. But what will become of those who get injured or cut? If the NFL is sincerely concerned about young players forgoing college for the pros, they can tell those youngsters, or their high-priced agents, what the owner of a hardware store might tell a 16-year-old high school dropout who applies for a job. Go back to school. Learn something. Grow up. See you later.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix.